Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm so glad you're joining us. We have a really fun show planned for you today. We have Eliza Graney with us, professional astrologer, and she's going to fill us in on what we have to look forward to this fall, what's in the stars for September, October, November, Christmas, the holiday season. And I'm also going to ask her to give us a little bit of a glimpse of what astrological aspects we will be looking forward to in 2015. I love doing shows with Eliza. She had joined me on a radio show I had done in the past with Big Country Publishing Radio Show, which is still podcast on iTunes. If any of you want to listen to her other show that she had done with me, she gave lots of great information. Eliza, I'm so happy you're with us. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Christina. It is so much fun to be here. I really appreciate this. It's great talking with you always.
Oh, well, thank you. And, you know, Eliza, for you listeners that have not experienced her work and a show that Eliza and I have done in the past, she is my go-to gal when it comes to astrology because you really... I love how you talk about historical aspects as well as what's happening currently, and also giving us a glimpse of what to look forward to and how it relates to our lives.
Well, did anybody else have a crazy morning?
Actually, we had a very crazy morning. We even had technical difficulties earlier. So what was that about, Eliza?
Well, Mercury goes retrograde. Now, please don't freak out. You know, everybody, oh, my God, Mercury's going retrograde. It goes retrograde on October 4th, which is like a week from Saturday. Today we entered what is called the storm period. And so It's like getting ready for Mercury retrograde. Oh, goody. And it's not the big trick. Coping with a Mercury retrograde is to focus on what a retrograde period is designed to help you with, rather than trying to go contrary to it. So you don't want to sign contracts. Mercury is about communication and the flow of energy. And when it's retrograde, it's about rethinking it, reanalyzing it, redoing it. Retrograde begins with RE, anything that you can reassess, recommunicate, re-envision, you get the idea. That's what a Mercury retrograde period is about, redoing it, rethinking. So if you're trying to start something new, trying to get something organized for the first time, it's challenging. I mean, I don't know about you guys. I had to pack stuff. I packed my cell phone. I mean, really. You know, so I had to unpack and repack. And that quintessential Mercury retrograde. I needed to be able to communicate. I put my cell phone in my suitcase. Oy. So I had to unpack and then repack.
I'm so glad you brought that up because I have a writing coaching client and I got an email this morning. She's like, I can't believe this, but now could you resend my invoice a third time? And I had to redo the invoice a bit just on the description, I guess, for her accountant. But, you know, it was like, usually it's like you send an invoice, no problem, you know, but it was three times I had to send it. And then just right before the show, we were having problems with the Skype connection. And so it's like, as soon as you said that, Eliza, I was like, wow, that That's crazy. So what do we do when, you know, the show must go on, right? And so Mercury retrograde, a little storm period, what do we do when we have to still get those invoices out or have technical work? Or what if someone does have to sign a contract? Like, what would your recommendation be?
Take a deep breath and do what needs to be done. I know, in the best of all, that sounds pat, but in the best of all possible worlds, maybe you can put it off, but your life has to go on. And so just really look at, if you're signing a contract, really look at it. Get somebody else to look at it. Make sure, as best you can, that you have communicated what your expectations are. Be careful of the unwritten stuff, the uncommunicated stuff. That is likely what's going to trip you up in a Mercury retrograde period. You forget to say, oh, by the way, I can't be out of the house that I'm selling to you until October 31st. And maybe it's a typo and it says October 13th instead. I don't know, but it's, you have to double check everything. And life does go on. Now, the good part is that's mostly about new stuff. Regular day-to-day stuff isn't affected as much by Mercury retrograde. But we don't live in a world that conforms itself to astronomical realities. And so you have to go on. You have to, you know, send the invoices. You have to figure out how to get the Skype up and running again. Don't put in a new computer system during a Mercury retrograde period if you can possibly avoid it. Make sure that you back up. Now, we're in the storm period. That's not a full retrograde. So back up your computers now, this week. Don't wait until Mercury goes retrograde to back them up.
Okay. That's good advice, and, actually. So pay attention if you have things you need to back up or archive.
Right. Or if you want to, here's a trick I use. And it works for me. My intention is very, very clear about it when I do this. If I know that I'm going to have to sign a contract or some agreement, you know, to do a show or to do a reading or something like that, if I know ahead of time, like right now this coming week, I'll look ahead and I will make the intention now that I'm going to take care of that before Mercury goes retrograde.
Interesting. Okay, I have to tell you this, Eliza. So I know enough about astrology to respect the science of it and the mysticism and the accuracy, but I'm not as well-versed as obviously you are as a professional astrologer. So all these years my friends would say, don't sign contracts in Mercury retrograde, and I never exactly understood it. There was a book show that my publishing company was going to be involved in. And at the time, I had to sign this big contract for our booth. And it was during Mercury retrograde. And I was like, well, following the advice of you guys with the, you know, the signing of the contract, I actually called one of the event managers. It was a pretty big international book show. And I said, you know, can I wait and sign the, I know there's a deadline. I wait and sign the contract until after Mercury retrograde. And I thought, after I said that, I thought, oh my God, they're going to think I'm crazy. You know, what did I just say? That doesn't go along my regular businesswoman, you know, way I handle contracts. And you know what the gal said? She goes, oh, don't worry about it. Hay House isn't going to sign their contract right now either. And I thought, well, Hay House. you know, they kind of know what they're doing business-wise, so I don't feel so bad saying that. So there is really something to this, right?
Yes, there really is. I mean, very seriously, Mercury was the god of communication. He was the messenger. And what the energy of Mercury is about is good communication, good messages. It's not like Mercury's out to, you know, dump on you or something. But we all need times. And something we forget in our society at this time is that reflection is a good thing. It's good to take stock and think about stuff. And I'm not talking about overthinking or overanalyzing or anything like that. I'm just saying it is really good to set aside time to say, okay, I'm going to reassess what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, and whether it works for me, because this is important. It's crucial. Mercury retrograde is perfectly situated for that. And you can negotiate with people. And sometimes you can't. If you have to sign a house contract, you have to sign a house contract. That's a reality. Just try and make sure that it is truly what you want and that the other person really understands and agrees to that. Then you've done the best you can do. But the other thing is it's not, there's nothing to say, can we sign this after October 24th, which is when Mercury goes direct. So
okay,
Mercury
that's
is
I
only retrograde for 3 weeks. Yeah.
So that's not too bad. Sometimes it seems like they last forever.
Oh, yeah, right. Actually, it's the 25th. Sorry. But, yes. So, you know, and it's good. And Mercury is going retrograde in Scorpio. So particular things to look at during this Mercury retrograde period is what would you really like to transform your life into? Have you given up on certain things that you really didn't want to give up on? Maybe it's worth taking another stab at it. What in your life, how are you using your own power to its best advantage? And I'm using power in a very positive light to make your life full and enjoyable and fun. Make your heart sing. That's one of my favorite expressions. But these are things to reflect on. And it's exactly in sync with a whole bunch of other stuff as transits that are happening right now. So it's a really perfect time to take a deep breath and say, okay, what is it? And we're right before a new moon, which is another. So there's a new moon actually, the new moon was yesterday. So you're still in a new moon period.
So I hear people say that, Eliza. Eliza, what does that mean? Because, I think someone tweeted, my husband does sound healing. They're like, oh, thank you for the sound healing. He gave him free MP3 or something. He said, it's great for the new moon. And we were like, oh, that's cool. But then I was going to ask you, what does that mean? Like, why is a new moon significant?
Okay. So let's just think of a moon cycle, which is about 28 days, right? And it goes from new, which is the dark moon, through the crescent stage to a full moon, which is 2 weeks after the new moon. And then it goes back to the last quarter and then back to the dark of the moon, the new moon again. So there's a whole cycle. And what you view it as sort of is, you can view it as the cycle of the year, the spring, to the solstice, to the harvest, and back to winter, to spring again. And you can also view it like your life. There's the beginning, the middle, the end, and then death. And a new moon is about starting stuff, pure and simple. Now, there are some things you can start at a full moon, but new moon, really simple astrologically, it's a great time to start stuff. Great time to start stuff. The new moon was in Libra, so it's about balance. Okay? It's about partnerships, love, beauty, great Libran topics. It's also
Eliza,
mediation.
I apologize. I'm sorry to interrupt, and I can't wait to hear more about the new moon. We have a break right now. When we come back, I would like to talk about some things to start in the new moon, how you can use the full moon to your full potential, and also a little bit about what's coming up. So thank you for joining us today. We're talking about the astrology for the end of 2014 and moving into 2015. We'll be right back.
I am Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and I have developed a proprietary system that reveals accurate insight into someone's personality traits called Namology Science. This science of unlocking the secrets hidden in a person's name has become so popular that I am offering a Namology Science coaching certification program. Join our international community of certified Namology coaches. Go to knowthename.com for details.
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish? Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom-tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Would you like a tool to clear your energy field and raise your vibration instantly? Solfeggio Sound Healing from Earthly Frequencies is a new CD created to bring you earthly healing vibrations combined with higher dimensional galactic energy. Use this sound healing for meditation, massage therapy, releasing negativity, and astral travel. Solfeggio Sound Healing by Ted Winslow. Now available on iTunes and Amazon.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're having a great discussion with professional astrologer Eliza Graney. Eliza, I can't wait to hear. Okay, so you talked a little bit before break about the new moon is kind of like a fresh start.
Exactly.
And with the full moon, I've heard from some that's where you set your intentions. Is that kind of, are we on track with that, or do you have more insight?
Well, yes, you can do that. As an astrologer, I tend to set intentions with the new moon because an intention begins something. Now, there are different practices, and different practices use the energies in different ways. But for me, I set intentions with the new moon, and then the full moon is more about the harvest. So if the new moon is spring, when you're planting stuff, and things are beginning to come up. So planting a seed is an intention. I want this plant, the seed, to bear fruit, to bring bring up a plant and bear fruit or vegetables or whatever it is, flowers. And then the full moon is the fall, the harvest. So we just, fall just started, the 22nd. So this is harvest time. Now, one of the things that you do at fall, at the full moon, is you look back and you go, I planted runner beans. I think next year I'm going to do it a different variety. These don't seem so suited to my garden. So you start thinking about what you're harvesting and whether you want to continue harvesting or planting the same thing, or do you want to think about doing it something different? Because you're actually looking at the fruits of your labors now. So that's a full moon. I've got this stuff now. It's also very, very high energy. If you think about, you know, a garden as you're looking at it in full bloom or with all the vegetables out there, and you go, wow, this is fantastic. Providing, of course, you've had a good year and plenty of sunshine and enough rain and all those kind of mitigating factors. And you look at it and say, this is really cool. Am I going to do this way, or am I going to change something? So there's a bit of reflection, which also fits into that whole Mercury retrograde that's about to happen. So there's a reflective energy that starts with a full moon also. And then when you get to the quarter moon in between the full and the new, that's when you weed your garden, make it ready, take care of everything that it's like the last week before the new moon. You don't want to start anything large if you can possibly avoid it right before a new moon. One of my teachers, still does say, in the week before the new moon, anything you start will last the same number as the days from the new moon. So if you start it 4 days before the new moon, whatever you start is going to last 4 years, 4 months, 4 days, or 4 weeks, or 4 days. And if you only want something to last that long, that's great. But if it's something big, you probably want it to last longer than that. So that's another trick that you can use. In the period between the full and the quarter moon, you want to start stuff that you really want to last a long, long time. It's like planting trees and bushes. So much of astrology is linked to the seasons as well as to the stars and the planets, at least Western astrology.
Mm-hmm. So can you tell us, you know, over the next, I don't know if you want to start with September. So we're pretty much finished with September. We only have a few more days left. But, or at least October and in November, December, take us through this fall and beginning of the holiday season. I love how you do this, Eliza, and, you've done it before on the radio. And, I love how you can tell us kind of what we're headed for, and you tie it into, this happened when, you know, historical event. So could you do that for us? I have all these questions. I want to know what you see coming.
All right. So trends, which is what you're talking about, are mostly what we call the outer planets. Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. Include Saturn in that, and you get some real timing involved. You can start really looking at how things are progressing. But I'm actually going to start with Jupiter, which is a little, definitely not an outer planet, but a Jupiter transit lasts for just about a full year. And back in July, Jupiter went into Leo. It's a really happy combination. It's about envisioning what you really want, expressing it, making who you are more like what you really envisioned yourself to be at your best. So take that in mind. Like Jupiter in Cancer, which is what we just went through, you're likely to, gain 10 pounds. Jupiter in Leo, you may have gained the 10 pounds, but don't I look fabulous anyway? Life is good.
When is that? When is that?
Jupiter is in Leo.
Is there
right
like
now.
A section of time that you can say this will be happening?
Jupiter's going to be in Leo until August of next year.
And oh, good. Really, so is, starting now?
Yeah, I know.
Or?
It's like, we're in a series of events that is likely to give you, between now and next August, opportunities that you are unlikely to ever have again. Okay?
Oh,
now, one
okay.
Of the ways
that's really
make
important
happen,
because I've, a lot of people have been saying how, you know, 2013 and 2014 were some turbulent years, you know, and a lot of people felt that. And so you see kind of a little bit reprieve from that until next August?
I don't necessarily think that reprieve is the right word. I think that this is my interpretation now. They were challenging. I mean, I don't know what words I can use on the radio, but they were kind of a kick in the you-know-what.
They were.
And the thing is, could you also feel the potential of them? It's like you were getting that kick to help you move forward. You were stuck somewhere, and you got a kick that said, let's go. Come on. This isn't what you dreamed of. Let's go where you dreamed. And Jupiter in Leo is like the lift of your spirits, because it can't all be hard work. If it's all hard work, then why bother? You know, even if it's a terrific outcome, you're just going to get ground to dust in between. Jupiter in Leo is the lightning of spirit that allows you to look forward, look into yourself, and say, okay, I feel this potential. There are things that I've always dreamed of doing, of being. Maybe I can actually do this. And gives you the jump start to start changing. We've come through a very rough series of astrological events starting in about 2008. Okay? Pluto went into Capricorn, and within 2 weeks, the world financial markets started crumbling. It was a disaster, you know, all over the world. Uranus went into Aries. Arab Spring started. There were revolutions all over the world. But those revolutions were also happening inside of us. We were looking at the structures we had made and started to think about whether or not they worked for us. And then with Uranus, maybe I need a revolution inside of me to make me become who I truly am and have the freedom to do what I'm actually being called to do.
You know, that's interesting that you say that, because since 2008, you know, and the financial collapse, you know, was a huge event. But I've noticed a lot of systems and structures are being challenged. in a much mm-hmm. bigger way than they ever have, you know, in the last several years, you know, since the 2008. You know, it's been, people are challenging the government about putting fluoride in the water, and Monsanto with the GMO food, and, you know, challenging the church, and all these arrests are happening with, you know, the pedophile rings and, you know, the UK mm-hmm. Parliament and in the Vatican and, you know, other systems and structures. It's like, yeah, the environment. It's just like all of a sudden it's like people are, I don't know if other people feel this like as much as I do. I feel like I was asleep until 2008. And now I'm like, whoa, what happened? I see corruption everywhere. You know, I always knew there was corruption. I always knew there was, you know, things that needed to be changed. But it was like a big awakening has been happening throughout the world.
Yes. And exactly. And then when Uranus moved into Aries, we started a pattern that was reminiscent of the late 60s. And what happened astrologically was Pluto and Uranus were conjunct in Virgo. And so daily life changed dramatically across the world. You know, information started getting to everyone. I mean, admittedly, then it started with TV, but now it's the internet. And people all over the world started going, I don't have to put up with this. I don't have to put up with it in my daily life, in my work, in my government, and in terms of the environment on the planet Earth. And all of those hot topic issues of the late 60s, freedom, civil rights, personal freedoms, who you are, the women's movement, the environment, name it. All of those issues are being replayed now because we're in a series of Uranus-Pluto squares. And what a square does is make us look back to the conjunction, so back to the 1960s, the late 60s, and say, we had all these dreams. What happened? Did we manifest them? Are they manifesting the way we wanted them to manifest? Oh, maybe not so much. It's time to change and redirect ourselves. And we're saying it to ourselves, inside ourselves. What were the things that I started that really mattered to me that I haven't made happen in my life? And can I make it happen now? And the next couple of months are geared to help us with that. And because Jupiter is expansive and happy, and Leo is stardom and creativity, tremendous creativity, tap into that energy and help it, use it to help make your life what you truly want. Okay? The universe is conspiring right now to help us become who we really dreamed of becoming. Not necessarily that we dreamed of being president and becoming president, though I'm not saying don't do it if that's what you're called to do, but being the happy, fulfilled person that we've always wanted to be. So it's really time, a great time, to dust off your dreams and see if they still fit. And if they don't fit, readjust them. But don't settle. Right now is not a good time to settle because you will have that kick in the you-know-what to make you move forward, which is what we're going through right now. So there's the Mercury retrograde that's a great time to analyze and figure out what you really want to do. Use that Jupiter energy to do it. Now, Saturn. Saturn is in the last stages of Scorpio. So, Saturn is the executive, and Scorpio is about the big ticket items, life and death, power, transformation, big stuff. And how do you start making that happen in your life? Okay? Use your power effectively. Because on December 23rd, it's not actually Christmas Eve, but it's close enough, Saturn goes into Sagittarius. And that's a bit of a trick because Saturn can be limiting and can provoke fear. But Saturn also gives you structure and gives you ways of making things happen, teaches you coping skills. And Sagittarius, ruled by Jupiter, is about what you envision life to be. Big stuff. Expansive. Abundant. And if you could take structure and start making your dreams happen, how cool would that be?
Okay, that's my birthday, Eliza. December 23rd, so should I do a vision board?
I think so. How perfect.
Or for anyone out there on December 23rd or over the Christmas holiday, yes. Should they, you know, is that a good time to put their vision for their future, for, you know, right, what they want to bring into their life?
Uh-huh. And I would do it for the next year, for 3 years, for 5 years, you know, right through to the end. And it doesn't matter whether you're at the beginning of your life. There was this really cool study, and I can't remember who did it or actually when it was done. I think it was done in the late 80s. And it was a longitudinal study, and they wanted to see what made people think they could change their lives. And they found that people in the 20s can, and this is a very short cutout version of the whole study. People in their teens and 20s into their early 30s thought they could change themselves and the world because they didn't have any conception of death. People in the middle years kind of conformed a little bit more because they felt the weight of responsibility, but they also started dreaming of what they could do because of their families. And then people in later life could envision new things because they don't have any time left. And either you do it now I'm 56 and this is how I'm feeling, either you do it now or it's not going to happen. So take hold of one of those things.
Yeah, you know, I think that would be a really kind of nice thing. A lot of people don't have to work. They usually get a little extra time off of work around the Christmas holiday. So that would be a great time to do a vision board. And, you know, I want to add one thing to that vision board. Create the vision board as if you had all the money in the world. Like, don't just assume money wasn't an issue. You have all the money that you need to fulfill that vision when you create that vision board. Because I think so many times we hold ourselves back from our dreams. And Eliza, I have so many more questions, and we are going to our final break now. Stay tuned with us, because when we come back, Eliza's not only going to tell us more about what we have in store for 2014, she's going to give us a glimpse into next year for 2015. So thanks for joining us today. We'll be right back.
When it comes to publishing, there is a difference. At Big Country Publishing, they work with you on a personal level to create a custom publishing package that's tailored to your needs as an author. Their design team and experts in the industry will contribute to you to create the book that you've always dreamed of. Isn't it time to go big? Contact them today at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Hello. My name is Ted Winslow, and as a professional singer, songwriter, musician, and audio engineer, I have worked with voice coaching for many years. I created a new CD, Vocalist Scales and Intervals, for my clients who were looking for an easy and affordable way to improve the quality of their voice. So, if you're in broadcasting, public speaking, or in the music industry, you'll benefit from the voice exercises. Just load it into your MP3 player and you're ready to go. Vocalist Scales and Intervals by Ted Winslow is now available on iTunes, Amazon, and BigCountryPublishing.com.
Hello, I'm Lauren Skye, and I've been teaching people how to live a better life through meditation. I've developed a 7-lesson audio course called Meditation for Living. These energy skills will teach you to find peace within, to release stress and pain, and to create your life according to your true path. Isn't it time you start living the life you've always dreamed of? Visit laurensky.com. That's LaurenSkye.
Welcome back to the show. We're having a great conversation about astrology and what's in store for us for the remainder of 2014. Eliza, so there's a few more things you wanted to tell us about the end of the year. I hope it's good. I hope it's something good because we have our beloved Mercury retrograde right now starting.
You know, that is the way it happens. It happens roughly 3 times a year. Deep breath. You know, what the heck? But right before Mercury goes direct, there's a solar eclipse on the 23rd of October. And solar eclipses are high energy. It's a new moon. It's cool. All right? And it's when, you know how you said to do the vision board with no concern about money, just let it be your vision regardless of any constraints, right? Solar eclipses are like that. It's like this huge burst of energy. And so you can be using this Mercury retrograde period to start thinking about that. The other thing to do is to clean out your life. Clean out your house. I have a friend who's a feng shui master. And, you know, she says 50% of all horizontal surfaces need to be empty.
Wow.
So that your eye and your mind can rest. It really works. It really, really works. And when you can rest, you can vision better. And visioning is important. It's so important to us because then we get direction and we know where we want to go. So a solar eclipse is a great time to use it as boosts. I write lists of things that I want to manifest in my life throughout the year. And a solar eclipse and a new moon, it's a perfect time.
And that's on October 23rd?
Yep. I have no compunction about writing something like today and then on October 23rd, you know, basically saying, oh, that's not going to work for me. I don't want that after all. And changing my mind.
Okay.
Once you write it, you're not... It's not written stone. You can change your mind. You know, the universe wants us to learn, or God wants us to learn, whatever your belief system is. It's not about, or at least in my opinion, it's not about confining yourself. And that's where your vision board works. It's like, what would make you insanely happy? You know? I'm a big
yeah, exactly. That. Like if money was no object, because I think so many people limit themselves, and you know I catch myself doing it too. You know, it's like when I do writing coaching, I can't tell you how many of the writers I work with edit themselves as they write. I'm like, don't edit your writing, let it flow, go for it. We can have editors take care of that later. And it's the same thing. It's like we edit our dreams as we're writing them.
Yes. And not just with money, but you edit your dreams with your responsibilities.
And yeah, I'm not saying totally. And I think it's kind of human nature, or maybe how we were conditioned, because although I'm a little bit more conscious of that and not to do that, I still catch myself doing it on occasion. You know, oh, what am I doing? You know,
I don't know how you don't do it. All I do is I have to take a deep breath and go, okay, you know, and change it around.
So this solar energy that's coming in on the 23rd and the did you call it a solar eclipse?
Yep, it's a correct solar eclipse.
You're like I said, you're my go-to gal for astrology. I don't know all these terms, Eliza, but you keep me on the straight and narrow. So in addition to that, is there any other aspect that really we should be aware of for 2014 before we move on to the next year?
On December 15th. Now, I'm giving dates for Eastern time. It sometimes varies a day before for Pacific and Mountain, like on the 15th for the Uranus-Pluto square, it actually happens on the 14th in Pacific time. So you're going to have to check your local time to see when it is. But there's the 6 of 7 Uranus-Pluto squares. And this is harks back to that trend I was telling you that started in the 1960s. And Uranus is about who you truly are. What is the spirit within you? And the freedom to express that spirit regardless of what's around you, what society says, what anybody says. So it is the truth of you and the freedom to express that. And Pluto is power and transformation. This is why we are all, like, people are changing. I don't know about you, but I can't tell you how many of my friends are, like, changing jobs, changing careers, changing where they, all sorts of stuff about them, like, from the ground up. And these two planets have been doing this since 2012, and we're moving through to the final square, which happens in early 2015, which I'll get to in a minute. But clearing out the clutter from your life allows you to express who you truly are. I'm doing a huge house cleaning. I mean, top to bottom, I'm not going to have any boxes beyond what's absolutely essential, minimum. Not storing things anymore. If I'm not using it, it goes away. Only what I think is beautiful, useful, gets to stay.
You know, I think, too, you know, with the economic turmoil, we've been through even all throughout the world the last several years, a lot of people are holding on to things a little bit. It almost went back to, like, you know, the greatest generation, you know, that mentality of the Great Depression, like, hold it on, use it until it wears out, and not the abundance mentality of there's plenty, will always be provided for. And so I wonder if a lot of us held on to things. I think I did a little bit longer than I would have before that financial crash.
Maybe. I don't know about that. What I'm trying to do, though, is not, you know, I don't want to be of a throwaway mentality. I want things that will last and be useful. And if they're beautiful at the same time, that's even better. That's what I really want.
Well, I think, and also a lot of us are really conscious of paying it forward, you know, I joyfully give away my items to someone who could use them and benefit. And I've taught my children to do the same when they're not using toys that are, you know, or whatever it may be. And so I think a lot of us are really looking at how can we have a sustainable society? How can we support others? How can we pay it forward? That type of thing. So by clearing the clutter out of our house, maybe we can find those items that someone would find useful that we're not using. So I love that, Eliza.
Yes.
So, okay. We don't have a whole lot of time left for the show. And can you give us an idea of what we have hopefully to look forward to next year? Is it going to be a little easier than 2013 and 2014, I hope?
I think so. Okay, so not that I'm a Pollyanna, because I don't think the world is a perfect place. I think a lot needs to be changed, and I've worked in all sorts of different communities to help do things a lot anymore on the local level. But a big part of it is being willing to move forward. And the more stuck you are, the harder it's going to be. And so letting go of what doesn't work, which is basically clearing out the clutter, like we just talked about. And it's tremendously difficult. And I had a sign when I was in college that said everything that I ever let go of had claw marks all over it. And that's not far from the truth today. I still struggle with this. But I want to clear out the clutter in me, because on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th of 2015, is the final Uranus-Pluto square. And in this case, they are both finally direct. They both are appearing to move forward.
Okay, we are coming to the end of the show, so could you just tell us real quick what that means?
Go forward with your life. Do that vision board, dream your best dream, and then go for it. Don't let things stop you.
Okay, so, and enjoy that St. Patty's Day celebration on March 15th. So, Eliza, this has been such a treat. Thank you so much for being on the show today. If you want a reading from Eliza, she does a beautiful job. I love getting my reports from her. Her number is 410-967-3112, Eliza Graney, professional astrologer. Thanks for being on the show, and thanks to all of you for listening. God bless, and have a great week.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.